Hey guys, it's Kathy Conamurio with a new episode of the Crafty Chica Show. Today is really exciting because we have the one and only Harry Lopez. Now, Harry Lopez, I look at him like the up-and-coming Latino Tony Robbins, for real. He's actually Maya's life coach. He's all of ours life coach. And he just always has so many wonderful things to say and share on his Instagram, his website, all of his social media feeds. He's here in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend and was so kind to set aside some time to share some tips with us. And I thought, what in the world? There's so many topics I want to ask Harry about, and I thought, let's talk about imposter syndrome, something that we all have as we're building our business, making decisions. Before we get into that, Harry, why don't you introduce yourself, or talk about, I already introduced you, but why don't you tell us what you do and what brought you to this point to do this career that you have?
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for having me here. I'm so excited to be in this space, in your art space, with you. You are so incredibly heart-centered, and these are the kinds of people that I like being around.
Aww,
so thank you for who you are in the world, and I'm really delighted to be here. So a little bit about me. I am a former educator. I was a school teacher for many years, and after my years in the classroom, I became a teacher coach, a trainer, where I was coaching and training and supporting 30 teachers in Nashville, in the greater Nashville region. I was going into 15 different schools, learning transformational coaching tools and techniques. I was traveling to Israel over the summers and leading values-based leadership journeys, learning more techniques and learning from some of the our brightest minds in the coaching arena. After my years in education, I decided I really love this work and I want to take it to, I don't want to just coach in the education space, I want to branch out and coach everyone. And naturally, as a Latino, I was very well connected with a young woman at Google named Eliana Murillo, and she became one of my clients. And as a result of our work together, the word spread about my coaching. And I, for many years, had been doing a lot of coaching just on the side, just for free, just as a passion project, because I loved it so much. But after coaching her and a lot of her friends, I was able to leave my 9-to-5 job that was no longer serving me, and I became a full-time coach. And I consider myself a personal and professional transformation coach. To others, I would be seen as just a life or leadership coach, and I do one-on-one coaching with really bright leaders of our time who are wanting to make an impact in the world. So my work ranges from working with corporate executives to startup entrepreneurs, startup leaders, artists, social media stars and celebrities and influencers, and even working with your daughter, Maya.
Yes.
It's been Maya at BuzzFeed and BetterLike. It's been an absolute honor getting to support her in her transformation and her journey into becoming her most idealized, actualized self. And it's about helping people get out of their own way, where they are tackling and going after the things that they're most passionate about, the things that call them forward and living their highest, most abundant, what I like to call your high vibrational lifestyle, where you're living and stepping into and breathing in the fullest expression of yourself, where you're identifying the fears but not letting them hold you back. Mm-hmm. We're getting out of our own ways. And so this work to me really calls me forward, and it's what gets me up in the morning. It's my why. It's getting to support people in this
way. You can definitely notice that, and I was really intrigued with your work just from hearing Maya. Like, as a mom and a parent, I mean, we can only teach our kids so much, and they will only listen and intake so much that we try to teach them. And letting them go out into the world to figure things out on their own, it's kind of scary as a parent to do that. And there were some things that, you know, when she left Phoenix and moved to LA, that I was like, dear Lord, let her work on these parts with, you know, her struggles and, you know, personal perspectives of the way you process things in relationships. And when she started working with you and I started hearing her feedback and the way she changed her perspective, it gave me a huge sigh of relief. Like, I was really impressed. So good job with that. It like gave me peace of mind. And I thought, who is this guy? Like, I already had knew you, like we had met before, but I just thought it was just so really amazing, you know, how you were able to work with her and make her feel better about her decisions and where she is in life and wanting to be a force of good and have purpose, and but giving strategic ways of doing that. And I think that's really impressive. And that's why I thought I would love to have you on my podcast and share some of your spirit and your knowledge with everybody. And a big topic that we all encounter is imposter syndrome. And it does not matter what level you are in your life or business, whether if you're just starting out or you've been doing it for 30 years, it's so easy to feel like you are not deserving. And how do you even start with that? Like, exactly what is imposter syndrome for people who don't know?
Yeah, I think this is such a universal human topic that all of us have experienced at some point in our lives, and many of us are living in with this this syndrome that is paralyzing for us. So imposter syndrome to me is about questioning and doubting yourself and asking yourself, who am I to be doing this work that I'm aiming to do in the world? Like, what gifts do I have? Like, you're looking to the left, looking to the right, looking to others and seeing where other people are on their trajectory and judging yourself on where they are and where you are. And doubting yourself constantly. It's like that inner critic, or like what I like to call the shitty committee, excuse my French, that continuously comes up systematically when you're showing up in the world and is trying and is there. There's some resistance that's there. And when we're able to see the resistance, that imposter syndrome, and really identify what it is and see it as just this resistance that's trying to keep you safe from something. And when you're able to nurture that and see it for what it is, then you're able to find some sort of alliance with it and mother it, nurture it, and tend it for what it wants. And all it wants is your attention. All that fear wants is for you to give it the time of day and to see what is it that is trying to keep you safe from. It's trying to keep you safe from failing, or it's trying to keep you safe from you stepping out into the light and the repercussions of what might happen as a result of that. It's maybe your body telling you, oh my gosh, I'm too scared to step into this way. I don't know how I'm going to respond. And so if we're able to put a name behind it, the imposter syndrome, we're more able to be with it. So the imposter syndrome is not going to go away. It's always going to be there. Mm-hmm. And as you alluded, no matter where you are on your journey, whatever stage you're on, level 2, level 5, if you're already an established, accomplished entrepreneur, that imposter syndrome is going to continuously keep showing up. Mm-hmm. And so what I like to do with my clients is the work of consciousness. So it's about every single morning waking up and asking yourself, what is it that I need to do this morning in order to fill my cup, in order to fill myself up, so that I'm coming day to day from a place of abundance, mm-hmm. and not of a place of lack or limitation. Mm-hmm. Because if I sense that there's any lack or limitation in myself going into my day, whether it be my work or my children, parenting, relationships, whatever it is, I'm gonna project that onto whatever it is that I'm doing. So it's about consciously and committedly, day to day, repetitively, coming back to your why. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're aiming to do and why? Who is it that you're wanting to touch in the world? Who is it that you're wanting to impact? And remembering who you are and remembering what I like to call your intangibles. Mm-hmm. What are the things that really set you apart? Mm-hmm. Those intangible qualities that only you have, mm-hmm. that separate you and that make you special. Somebody called it that unique, your unique DNA.
Yeah.
You said it the other day as well, and I really liked how you put it. Your unique formula, or
yeah, like your signature style.
Yes, your signature package. Like, mm-hmm. what is it that you have to offer to the world that is so different? Mm-hmm. And so I love, I am a male and I'm a person of color, Latino. I love coaching Latina women. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I see happen with a lot of women, particularly Latina women, is that they often struggle with this this imposter syndrome. And so one of the things I do with them is really both the work of consciousness, but also the strategic, like creating in them like the strategic badass leader, mm-hmm. where if they're getting started with a new project, or if they're already an established entrepreneur and they're showing up for themselves in a new way, both doing the self-care and the inner work and really taking care of themselves, where they're showing up for themselves first, mm-hmm. but also the strategic work of sprints, of like, I'm going to go head down and I'm going to focus on this one project for 30 days, 90 days, whatever it's going to take. And I'm not going to look up, because the moment I start looking up, all these voices and these stories and these limiting beliefs that we create for ourselves that are really just trying to keep us safe, continuously keep creeping in. And so what do we do when these stories and these beliefs start creeping in? Are we going to let them stop us? Or are we going to say, these are just stories and I will not let this stop me? Mm-hmm. And so when that happens to me, one of my go-to sayings is, this is not a reason to stop. This is not a reason to stop. And oftentimes this fear, this imposter syndrome, which manifests in fear, will start in the gut. Mm-hmm. And so it creates this resistance loop that starts in the gut, and then it goes to the brain. And it goes back to the gut, and it goes back to the brain, and it creates this repetitive cycle. Mm-hmm. And so one of the most powerful things that I see happen to my that I suggest my clients do is breathing in for 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. And so just the process of breathing in deeply begins to, all these stories begin to dissipate as a result of this deep, heavy breathing.
Yeah.
And so breath work in the very early day, very early morning, is so incredibly powerful and so nourishing for our minds, for our bodies. And I am such a believer, and Nietzsche, the philosopher, said this, that there's more wisdom in our bodies than in our minds. So whenever these thoughts come in, the imposter syndrome, these fears, whatever they may be for you, comparison, perfectionism, self-doubt, whatever it is, just listen to where it's manifesting in your body. Where is it showing up? And instead of judging it, criticizing, condoning it, or repressing it, just fully accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And just observe it for it being there. And just love on it.
Mm-hmm.
And do the inquiry work of asking yourself, what is this trying to tell me? And the real work of consciousness is about asking, is this happening to me, or is this happening for me? And if you're able to really stay on that route, that lane of, this is happening for me, and it's here as what the Buddhists would say, this is a gift. Whatever this is showing, whatever's showing up here is a gift. Because if I'm able to overcome this obstacle, how much stronger am I going to be in the end as a result?
Yes.
And I see it as like, I got to shed the old. I got to like let the old die so that I can let the new be reborn. So in the process of showing up and growing, there's going to be so much resistance, and it's going to try to stop you. But it's about being with that and noticing and acknowledging that it will come and it will never go away.
Yes.
And so it's about, there's so many different techniques and things you can do. But in my experience, it's about just fully allowing it to be.
And how does someone work with that, like with social media being so strong, and like, say me as an artist, you know, trying to increase my drawing skills or coming up with the next great blog idea or craft idea, and then I go on social and I see people hitting it out of the park every day, like, oh man. And then it makes me feel like, why am I even trying this? Like, how can you take what you just said, and so when you're going through social media, you stay in the right frame of mind to still support and nurture and cheer each other on and not feel like you're not worthy. Like, social media, it's like, it's so good and bad at the same time. How can you like make the most of it in a good way?
Yes, and I love that you're touching on this as our society becomes more social media like driven and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it goes back to that work of consciousness. Like, being able to separate who you are from what is happening on this platform.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, as we know, on these platforms, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, people are projecting the most beautiful versions of themselves and the work that they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's about, one, identifying that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two, being able to take dominion over your mind and know what the mind is going to try to make you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's about no longer leading with your mind, but allowing your heart and your soul to lead.
Yeah.
And realizing that whatever you see in somebody else, life is a mirror. And so if I see this influencer who has incredible, an enormous amount of followings and is hitting it off the ballpark, I there's so many different emotions that could come in me. I could feel excitement for them. I could feel maybe envious or jealous. I could feel like, oh, I'll never get there. Like, oh my gosh, who am I? Like, maybe I should just get off of this completely and just give up. But I think it's about identifying that what we see in them, there's pieces of ourselves that we see in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's about creating that spiritual separation and acknowledging them for what you see in them. Like wishing upon them love, wishing upon them success, wishing upon them the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming back to your lane and focusing in on what it is that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What is your why? Focusing on your big goals and being able to just own what it is that you have to offer. Just owning your story, owning your light, owning your MVP, your massively transformational purpose, your unique value proposition, just owning the F out of your story, out of you and what you want to do, and know that you have something completely different to offer.
I love that. That is such great advice. And my last question, I have a lot of questions. So one thing that I noticed that I was like, sometimes we have imposter syndrome and we don't even realize it. And we do things to stay, we don't let ourselves grow. Like I notice people always say, oh my God, you work so hard. How do you get everything done? And some days when I don't want to confront a risk or taking a chance, I'll like paint 50 mugs or 50 pairs of earrings. I call it productive procrastination because, and once I broke it down and looked at it, I'm like, Kathy, you don't need to make 50 earrings tonight. What you need to do is write the last chapter in the book that you are losing sleep over. So what do you say about like productive procrastination, ways to get out of changing habits to be more positive?
Wow, this is
changing habits to, I guess, to be more productive with, you know.
So initially, intuitively, this is the first thing that came to my mind was confidence comes from being in action. So the more in action you are, the more in service you are, the more confident you'll become, and the more confident you'll become, the more self-efficacy you'll have, the more like this desire to just crush your big goals. And so I think it's about waking up every single morning and asking yourself, what are the most value-producing activities that I could be doing today?
Mm-hmm.
And just whatever it is for you, like jotting it down.
Mm-hmm.
I know Trello board has been really instrumental
yes.
to both of us.
Uh-huh.
And so on your Trello board, you can have the most value-producing activities for that day, that week. I like to wake up in the morning and think about what are my year-long goals. And I have four big goals. And then I'll break it down and I'll go back to my quarterly goals, my monthly goals, my weekly goals, and my dailies. And so every day, what are the most value-producing activities? And I know that my goals will not work unless I do.
Yep.
And so I have to stay in action. And for me as a coach, I run my business as a generosity-based business model. So it's about me staying in service. So thinking about who is it that I'm serving? Who can I serve today? Who can I impact today? And just knowing that if I'm not in action, my numbers will come down, my mood will start dissipating, my mood will start fluctuating. And so for me, it's about taking dominion over the mind, as we alluded to earlier, and doing that really consciousness work where you're coming about your work, not from this fear-based mentality,
mm-hmm.
silencing those fears, acknowledging that they're
yeah.
there and they're just trying to keep you safe.
Yeah.
They're really just trying to keep you safe. It's that negativity bias that
yeah.
comes in and tells you, who are you to try to do this?
Yeah.
Oh my God, if you post this, no one's going to like it, or nobody's going to respond, or nobody's
yeah.
going to show up to your event, or nobody's going to buy it. And so we're so hard on ourselves.
I know.
We're so hard on ourselves. And I think one of the really powerful things that I've led in my time in Israel is this activity around assumptions. So I have my clients, I'll say, what are all the assumptions you're making up right now? And so I have my clients literally list out every assumption. And they're all stories.
Yeah.
They're all things we're trying to believe just to keep us safe. So I'm assuming that nobody will like me. Or I'm assuming that I'm going to have like maybe only one person's going to show up to my big event. Or I'm assuming that my book is not going to release anything and nobody's going to like it and I'm going to get bad press. And so we, by observing our thoughts and the things that are assumptions, we realize, wow, this is really awful.
Yeah.
This is really ridiculous. So So it's about silencing that inner critic and that shitty committee
yes.
in your mind, and just pushing through, pushing forward, regardless. And one of the things that I love is community.
Yes.
We are created to be in community.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can create this positive accountability group around you, where you are just infused with love and support, and people that just build you up and remind you of the truth of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think coaching is transformative.
Yeah.
I think the work of having a coach is a mirror. So my clients, they're working with me, and the things that they're saying, I don't buy. And I'm not going to let them believe that trap.
Yeah.
And so by working with a coach, you're like, oh, this is not true. And so you're rewiring your brain
yeah.
and you're programming your neurons, and you're realizing that the old patterns of self-doubt, those self-limiting stories, will no longer serve you in reaching becoming the person that you want to be
yeah.
in the world.
That is wonderful, Harry. Thank you so much. And how can people find you? And tell us about your coaching services. Like, what if they want to, you know, like hire you for, I don't know what how your packages work or whatever, but just give us some info on it. Sign me up.
Yes. I'm so glad you asked. Normally I just work with a couple clients a year, because I really love giving a lot of my time and attention to clients, and my mind is always on my clients, so I'm always available for them. I do one-on-one coaching where I work with clients for transformation packages and containers of transformation. So I work with them for either 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, and I'm meeting with them every single week for an hour. So every month, my clients get 4 1-hour long sessions with me on the phone or virtual, or we'll meet in person if you're in Miami. Or I'll do corporate coaching as well, and so the clients will fly me out.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 1 month, you'll get 4 1-hour long sessions, 2 30-minute spot coaching sessions. So this will be for emergencies, for things that come up for my clients, like urgent tasks, like I have a speaking engagement, I just need to run it through with somebody, or I'm feeling really low, I have something that really happened, etc. I also do group coaching as well, and I've just launched a leadership mastermind where I'm bringing together 12 badass leaders, men and women, heart-centered, who are looking to take their personal and professional lives to the next level. If you've had a lot of goals, if you have this big idea that has a lot of heart and weight for you, that you've always wanted to take off the ground, but you need more support, I believe that there's something really special with groups. There's this extra special accountability and momentum and support and celebration that happens with other people, where it's not just me coaching my clients, where all the other clients and team members are supporting and coaching them each other. So it's really beautiful, and that will start August 7th. And it's an incredibly affordable price, and I wanted to make it super easy for people to just get started right away. So that includes both one-on-one coaching, group coaching, what I like to call crush it sessions, where we just get on a virtual call and we just get that thing done.
Yes.
We just get it done, that thing that we've been holding off and putting off for too long. I also do, next, in 2019, I'm starting a little bit more projects. I'm starting more speaking engagements. I'm starting a meditation podcast. So that's all in the works for later.
Wow.
I'm really excited, and I have a big heart and affinity for children. So I'm thinking, I'm putting together a consciousness work around children, for children. And then I do corporate. So I go into different works, like corporate spaces, and do workshops and lead trainings around leadership and strengths and communication in the workplace, etc. And you can find me at www.harrylewislopez.com. Harry Lewis, Louis, Lopez.com. You can find me on Twitter at Lopez Coaching. On Instagram, I am at the Harry Lopez, and on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/HA Lopez. So I am so excited, and I hope you guys can find me. I hope I can connect
with
you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much, Harry. And this has just been such a joy. I'm like so grateful that you took time out to talk to us about these awesome things. I feel so inspired and motivated now. Thank you. And you guys, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to visit craftychica.com. You can click on podcast to hear all of the other podcast episodes. And don't forget to follow Harry and subscribe to this podcast. Give it a review, give it a thumbs up. and take care. Thanks. Bye, guys.